Yeah, boy, oh boy. Looks like celebrities are now weighing in on this Chick-fil-A flap. You know, if you don't know exactly what's going on, the CEO, Don Cathy, he shed some light on the company's official mindset, talking about their stance on, same-sex marriage. And he says, we are very much supportive of the family, the biblical definition of the family unit. We are a family-owned business, a family-led business. We're married to our first wives. Okay, well, a lot of celebrities are speaking out, and this has been going crazy on Facebook. Some people agreeing, but a lot of people disagreeing with him as far as expressing his feelings about gay marriage. For example, Roseanne Barr, she tweeted that anyone who dines at the restaurant chain deserves to get the cancer that is sure to come from eating antibiotic-filled torture chickens for Christ. She later clarified her statement, saying she didn't wish cancer on anybody. Big Boy tweeted, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday in honor of the Sabbath. You know how many folk miss chicken for that one day. I don't know.
We'll say something.
Let's see here. Well, the big thing is that the, who is it? The governor? Boston. He is trying to, they're trying to keep Chick-fil-A from coming there because of these statements, because they're anti-gay. So, you know, people are just kind of like, you know, what's the deal? Should he have made the comment? Some people feel like, look, you represent a company. Keep your mouth shut.
And that's kind of true. Like, I mean, like, if you're in the business of marketing something to people, you don't really want to alienate anybody who could be a potential customer right. In your establishment. And, like, you make chicken sandwiches. You're not running for mayor. You're not running for governor. So, like, I mean, he could have kind of kept that to himself.
Oh, and Whoopi Goldberg made a comment. And this is what I really agree with Whoopi. She said, you don't like what they're doing, don't go. But don't step on their right to have an opinion. This is still America. And this is how, don't tweet me, I don't care, because this is how I feel. I feel like if that man, you have to stand for something. We already know that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays because of this man's, you know, his religious beliefs. And
man,
I applaud him for that.
It's closed on Sundays.
But giving them the employees the day off. If this is the way that he feels, then he has an opinion to feel that way. Just if you feel totally opposite, you have the right to feel that way. But don't smash him. I applaud him for standing for something and not wavering. Period.
Yeah, well, this is how I feel. I'm pissed off
that
they close on Sundays, Ebony, because when you eat Sunday dinner and you go down the street and you see a damn Chick-fil-A, you want that little fudge with that little ice cream. Be
it's
fake, but it'd be good as hell. It ain't even real ice cream, but on top of that brownie, that little damn, and that hard-ass brownie, that plastic spoon be bent trying to dig off into that little brownie, man. That damn shit. Yeah. I'm going today.
Yo, Rick, you got to try the new one with the cookie at the bottom.
Is it good?
Are you serious?
It's pretty daggone official.
I am going to tie my T-shirt in a knot and go into Chick-fil-A today with some cut-off shorts on one of these nuts.
Okay,
out.
Stop that.
They might kick you out based on their stance.
I'm traditional.
Going up in there showing one of these
I still like chasing that pickle on that sandwich.
I like them peach.
That's what I'm about.
Y'all know that Chick-fil-A history that the pickles can't touch.
Right, they can't. They're not supposed to touch. Take it back.